looking for something new, something different, in the words of Lady Gaga, whether you're gay, straight or bi, or the transgender life, David and Sasha bring you Divine, the brand new show on ICR 105.7 FM.
Hello, my name's Sasha, I'm one of the co-hosts on Divine. Basically, we're in partnership with the Suffolk LGBT network, lesbian, gay, bi and transgender network. It's the first show to broadcast specifically for the LGBT community, Ipswich-based and worldwide. I'm not going to lie, with some nerves there, but all excitement as well. It's come around so quick and it's unbelievable. I can't believe it's here already. We want humour. We don't want it to be all political show, basically. We want to maybe address some LGBT issues, either locally or nationally, worldwide. We'll be giving you updates on any prides coming up, especially with the same-sex marriage bill. Any topics any our listeners want to discuss, really.
And that will change, actually, as the show progresses and you find out exactly who your listeners are and what they want from you. And that's quite an interesting journey as a presenter to develop that relationship. I guess, specifically with the gay marriage, I guess people might want to share their views, but they might not be confident in calling up a regular radio station and taking part in a discussion debate in a way that they might feel more comfortable with actually saying what they think, what they really think, to you guys.
Yeah, that's what we want. We want to encourage people to give us their opinion and give us feedback as well on what they think. And it's going to affect quite a lot of people in the country, ourselves included.
105.7 FM, Ipswich Community Radio. At its new address, 16 Turret Lane. Telephone number is 01473.
The show starts as Ipswich Community Radio, or ICR FM, approaches the end of the first year in their new home after leaving the CSV Media Clubhouse on Portman Road.
It's a lovely open space. We do have a cupboard, though, and hopefully open door. We're building a new studio.
Volunteer station manager Gary Hooker shows me round. With the main studio being behind glass partitions in the front entrance, the station's presenters and volunteers are also feeling more visible.
ICR Radio are attracting people who are interested in ICR. Rather, when we were at CSV, a lot of people were interested in programmes at the CSV or courses they were running, and we were kind of like a bolt-on. But now we're so more independent. And we just attract so many other people and advertisers, so it's good, yeah. We, as a community radio, try and represent everybody within the community, no matter what minority group they're from or majority group they're from. We like to think that we can represent people that wouldn't have a voice elsewhere.
I don't think there's been a kind of specific LGBT programme on an ICR before, or maybe not in quite...
We attempted a few years ago, but it fell through, but... The good thing about Sasha and David is they're very organised, and they've just recently finished a course that we were running, so they're enthusiastic and they're just nice people to be around as well. And I think for them, they see a broader audience as well. You know, it's not the programme, hopefully, it's not just going to appeal to gay, lesbian, bisexual and transsexual people. Hopefully other people will tune in and think, oh, you know, it's quite nice, interesting, and tune in to other programmes on ICR.
Just put your paws up. Because you were born this way, baby.
There are some people that do, unfortunately, have a hard time coming out, as well as, you know, coming out gay, bi, or that are transitioning to the opposite gender that it was assigned to. So, you know, not everyone has it as easy as others, and hopefully we can kind of even give them a little bit of confidence and give them a voice. We're in 2013 now. There's a whole range of people living in Ipswich, and... not everyone fits in one box these days. It's something to be proud of.